the Kemar of the kid itself. Rashi says sheyotzu mimenu b'yoidechaya, when the animal was still alive, it nursed the gave of sinuk, and then they shechted the animal. So how do we know you're not going to cook up the meat with its own milk? Minayin. So I'll tell you on this. First of all, lamata kavuchay ma'ave kavuchayma. Oma b'mokum shlo nesa pri im pri b'shchita. Nesa pri im ho'im b'shchita. Meaning to say, like two kids, two sons, or you let a shech the same day. Still nesa pri im ho'im. You're not allowed to nesa pri im ho'im b'shchita. But there's nisaroi sovi espino. You can't shech the kid and the mother the same day. And so mokum shenesa pri im pri. And the place where there's an issa not to cook up a bosa b'cholov is Einadin, isn't it a swear to say shenesa pri yameim b'bishol? Isn't it a swear for pshuta to say that with its own milk, its own pri should be used to cook up with the mother, with the gid? So Morris still says Talmud, the bosa come teacher says b'cholov imoi. So again, the Morris question, alumni crow, what do you need a bosa for? We just said learn how from the Kavach Chayma. So my answer is, Omer Rav Achta Boy Barami Mishum Diikul Amen. You could say like this: Sus Ben Susio Achi Preda Yechiach. I tell you, the horse, the son of a horse, the brother of a mule, can teach us. Shasa Pri and Pri or Muta Pri Yemaim. So in this case, Shasa Pri and Pri. That the pri warned the sus with the predo with the mule is also, it's klayim, umuta pri yameim, but with the mother they're both called susim, they're both min b'mino, it's muta. Smar says no, hosom zeravu de kogorim, toho porad ben susi ache pred yachiach. Over there, the reason why is this a klayim over there is because the zeravav is mixed up. Rashi says hosom zerav kogorim. The Yisur allowed Mishum Pri and Pri. It's not because the two sons. Ela Mishum Pri im Sheinu Pri Kolema Mishum Tzad Aviyam Shulcholak. Because one's a susa, one's a mule, one's a donkey. So therefore, you can't put the two together. That's what makes the Yisur klayim. But over here, Pray the Yechiyah Shemut the Pri and Pri V'yosim Pri Yemein. So that's it's the Zerav what causes it. So you can't begin to prove to our case over here without the Yisur Bosa V'cholov. Smur says rather, Eloma ma bread the Ravino. Mishum diklemen, because you could say, Mishum diklemen, Eved ben Shivcho, Achi, Mishuchreras Yachiach. You have a case in Eved, the son of a Shivcho, and the brother was freed already. Shosa pri and pri, like the Eved is Mutta with the Mishuchreras, or Mutta pri and but the Eved with the Shivcho is Mutta. Smor says also, Hosom over there, I'll tell you, get Shichru de Kogorim. There it's a special thing, since you're Meshachar the Yevet, that's where the Shichru is what made the difference. That's what made the Yisr. And I'll bring you proof. Why the Eved, Ve Meshachreris, Achi Shivchu Yechiach, Shemuta Pri and Pri, and Eved, the son of Meshachreris, the brother of a Shivcho, that the Eved and the Shivcho, two parents are muted together, but in Vyosa Pri Yemein, but with the mother with Sosa, since she's a Mechashachreris, see, you can't bring any proofs. Someone says, rather, Elom Ravidi Baravin, Mishum Diiklamim, because you could say, Klayiz Royim Yechiyach, I'll bring you a proof from Klayiz Royim. The what? Shosa Priyim Pri, Omuta Priyim Aim. Someone says, no, Klum Nefa Priyim Pri, Eli Dayim. The only reason why the pri is us is only because of the mother. What does that mean to say? Only because she planted them together. To achiti visori bekodo. If you have some seeds of barley and seeds of wheat bekodo in a pot that you did not plant yet, the stam like in the play rasha sheniach bekavat near some stam holding them there. For lo misu don't become masa. You only become masa because you plant them together. So again, you can't bring any proof. Sehelo the Mor says elom ravashi. Mishum diiklamei mikutza like this. Ma le pri and pri. You know why the pri and pri is different? Shekein shnei gufim. They're two different gufim. They're two different bodies. That's why there's nisa bosa b'chol of the kid with his mother's milk. But they're two different gufim. Ma shenkein teyom of a pri and aim. Shekein guf echod. that it's one goof to say that the kid's own milk should be used to cook with its own basar, meshemach yitzachro. Therefore, the next pasuk b'chalav imot teaches yes that it's also to cook up the kid's meat with its own milk. Now, Omer Rav Asher Rashi says, minayin lebasar b'chol u'shasa b'achilo. How do I know if you cook up basar b'cholov, it's also to eat it? The Torah only says leisav asher, you can't cook it up together. How do I know if you cooked it up though, it's also to eat it? She says, Shinam, the pasuk says, Loi toichal kol toeva. Don't eat anything that's disgusting. So we darshan kol shetiyafti lucho. Anything that Hashem says is disgusting, anything you know what to do, is harei yibabat toichal. There's nisim not eat it. So since you're not allowed to cook up together the bus of the cholov, if you do it, you're over this lav of loi toichal kol toeva. Now, v'yein liyela biachila, I only know bus of the cholov is also to eat. Tahano minayin. How do we know you can't have any enjoyment from basar b'cholov? Is also lost. You can't even sell it to a guy. So Mara says, Kid Rabbi Avua. The Yom Rabbi Avua, Rabbi Lozo, that komokum shinam lo yoichal. Whenever the Torah says a lotion of lo yoichal, lo yisoichal, lo yitochlu, you should know echad isser achila, the echad isser ano b'mashma. It's mashma even in isser ano. Ashiyaporot lo chakosim, until the Torah says clearly not like that. That the Torah said by the Yisra Nevela, the Torah says clearly, La Ger b'Nesino, Levikachovim b'Mechira, that you're allowed to give a Nevela to a Ger for a present, and to a Goy you're allowed to sell it to him. So you see clearly it's Mutta b'Hano. But otherwise, when the Torah says, Lo Yoichal or Lo Soichal, it's an Yisra Hano also. See, the Torah says, Lo Soichal called Tueva, and Basa B'Cholim is called the Tueva, therefore it's even also b'Hano. So Mora says, the Tani, we learn like this. The Pasuk says, Leisoch lo kol nevela, you're not allowed to eat a nevela, but rather, la ger asher b'sherecha titinanu, you can give it to a ger in your city. V'yochlan, he could eat it. Oy mochu lo nochu, Rashi could sell to a goy. Now, ein li yela le ger b'nesin, you can give it to a goy for a present, to a ger for a present. Well, the other kachopim b'mechiri, you're allowed to sell it to a goy. But Kobani is clearly, it's muta b'hano. How do I know, though, le ger b'mechiri, if you want to sell it to a ger, you're allowed to minayin? Tamalim it says la gerat etnenu oy machor, either one you could do. And the same thing, levi kachovim benesin minayin. How do we know if you want you could give it to a present to a guy? Tamalim also with dashim both ways it says titnenu oy machor lenochri. So if you want you could give it to him a present also. So nimtza comes out that echod ger v'echod levi kachovim, whether you get to a ger or to a guy, you should know really bein b'mechira bein benesina. You have the choice. Either one you do is okay. Divrei Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Dvarim kichsovim. The Torah means exactly what it said. That leger b'nesin, you could only give it to a present to a ger, not to a guy. Lovikchovim b'mechira. But to a guy, you would have to sell it. You can't give it to him for a present. That's the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Gemara says, what's the machlokes? My time with Rabbi Yehuda. He says, if you can think. Could the Yom Rabbi Meir, like Rabbi Meir said, that either way is good? If so, Lichter Rachman, let the Torah write, Loi Soich Lo Kol Nevelo, La Ger Hashem Bashrecha Tetnenu V'yochlo U'mochor, Oi Lomeli, what does the Pesach say the word Oi in between? Choshen is set straight, give it and sell it. Shema Amina, since it says the word Oi in between, that L'dvorm Kichsovim U'diyoso, the Pesach means exactly what it's saying, that L'ger B'nesina, you're allowed to give it to a ger for a present. Well, if you want to give it to a guy, you're in the veil law, but Mechiri would have got to sell it to him. That's the Pshan of Yehuda. Now, Rabbi Meir, what does he say? Omelech or Meir says like this. Hi, oi. You know why the Torah says the word oi? Is lahaktim nesina leger le mechir lo v'chavim. That if you have a choice, you're better off giving it to a ger for a present than selling it to a guy. But really, any way you want, you have a right to do it. It's just as a preference to give it to a ger first. Rabbi Yehuda. Lahaktim nesina deger lemechila v'chavim leitzar kriyot. You don't need a pasuk for that. Svara, it's a svara. Ze atem etzuvelach yosai. By a ger, you have a chiyot to keep him alive. So pshiti should give it to him first. Vezu to a guy, I atem etzuvelach yosai. There's no mitzvah to keep him alive. Therefore, pshiti should give it to the ger first before you sell to the guy. Certain places there's the kashal for what kind of svara is this though? To give it away for present and you rather sell it. Why would I think they're in Svara? In Svara, I'd rather sell it. I want to make money. It's my money. I want to make money for it. Why would I say in Svara, I'm supposed to give it away to a ger for a present rather than selling it to a goy. If I have a choice, why can't I sell it to a goy? I'm losing out money. And Tony's one says about selling me an avail, it's not worth that much anyway. To mail that much money you get from a ger, from a goy, you don't get that much money. The present you give to a ger, he's allowed to eat it. It's a ger of Toshib over here. He wasn't his guy yet. He's only Mikabel Sheba Mitzvah Bnei Noach. So he's allowed to eat the nevela. So to him, it's a tremendous hanot to give him a nevela. He's allowed to eat it. So therefore, the difference of selling it to a goy, which is not that much money, and giving it to the ger, which is a tremendous present, it's a svara that you should give it to the ger first rather than selling it to the goy. But according to Abuja, though, the Meister is an issa to give it to a goy for a present. Latoy speaks out, because now we give a matnas chinam, we can't give a free present to a goy. That's how we know here that Bosa B'cholav is also both Ba'achila and Ba'anoh. When the Pasuk says, Lo Teucha Kol Tueva, so Lo Teucha means you can't eat it, and Bosa B'cholav is called the Tueva, and from Rav Avuah's Halacha, that Lo Teucha means Echad Isra Achila V'Yechad Isra Anoh, B'mashma. Both are mashma, both are rasa. Now the Gemara says, Simin, Shabbos, Chorish, Akalai Zroi, Moisiv, Espanoi, Shloch Gan. So as Ella Meyatir, so, Maise Shabbos Lissasar, once you dash in this pasuk of Lo Teuchlo, Kol Nev, Kol, Lo Teuchlo,